Welcome to Losing Weight After Baby, a podcast for moms by a mom. Hi, my name is Arlene Pellicane. I'm an everyday 30-something mom with a toddler and an infant. The goal here is to encourage you to get into the best shape of your life and motivate you to action. You're a busy mom, so you need to maximize your time when exercising. One of the best ways to do that is by using weights. But there are some myths out there that may be keeping you from picking up those dumbbells in the gym or at home, so we'll talk about them next on Losing Weight After Baby. Okay, moms, I hope you're doing well. I hope you are enjoying a healthy love life with your husband, as we talked about last week. You want to lose weight for yourself, for your family, so you are walking, you're going out with your stroller, you're doing cardio, and that is fantastic. But one element you really need in your exercise regimen is weight training. Once you reach your 30s, which I am a member of that decade, and I know a lot of you are younger or older, as we get older, we begin losing muscle mass. It is kind of a cruel thing that, you know, as you get older, this happens to you. And since every pound of muscle that we have on our bodies burns 50 calories a day, even when you're sleeping, it's really important to stay as muscular as we can. But since as we're growing older, we're kind of deteriorating, we have to do some weightlifting to make up for that. So it's really important to incorporate strength training in so we can keep those muscles strong, so we can be burning, we can turn our bodies into these like fat burning machines, because that's what we want. So we can, a lot of times I think, well, why do I lift these weights and do this? Well, it's because I want to be able to eat dessert once in a while and for it not to show up on the scale. Are you with me, ladies? So pick up the weights and here we go. So today we're going to debunk three myths about weightlifting so we can hit the gym with new fervor or go home and have a set of free weights and do that on a regular basis. So here we go. Myth number one, weightlifting will get rid of my unsightly bulges. You know, we think, oh, I just have this one spot on my body, like the jiggle underneath our arms or the bra overhang in the back. And we think, okay, if I lift weights, that will just go away. If I target that part of my body, it will just go away. But the truth is that you have to reduce fat all over your body in order to see results in those trouble zones. The best way to get all the fat off of your body from head to toe is by combining cardio and strength training. We've talked about in the past those Firm videos, the Firm line of workout videos. They use a lot of cardio and a lot of free weights. And that is a great way to burn fat all over your body because regular aerobic exercise will burn calories and it will help melt away the pounds. Remember, in terms of aerobics, you don't have to work out more than 50 minutes. After 50 minutes, you start burning muscle. So it doesn't matter. But hey, we're moms, so most of us are not working out for more than 50 minutes at a time. So regular aerobic exercise will burn calories, but strength training, and by strength training, I mean using free weights, free dumbbells, or weight machines, that's going to build muscle mass for you. And those muscles will burn more calories for you because remember, every pound of muscle is going to take up 50 to 60 extra calories per day to maintain itself. So the more muscles we have, the more we can feed those muscles. And this doesn't mean that we get an extra bag of Twinkies. This just means we can feed it more healthy food, we can eat more, and we can sustain our weight, all right? So the first myth is weightlifting will get rid of my unsightly bulges. The truth is that you've got to weightlift and you've got to do cardio to get rid of the fat all over your body. Myth number two, if you lift weights, you will have to eat a lot more protein. That's why that when you go into a health food store, all you see is protein. Protein supplements, protein shakes, protein powder, protein bars. Protein is everywhere. Protein is fantastic. It's good for you, but you don't have to eat as much perhaps as you think because we've kind of been programmed to think, okay, I've just got to eat protein, lots of protein, lots of protein. But for instance, an average woman who weighs 130 pounds needs 47 to 60 grams of protein a day. So let me break that down for you. To give you an example, if you were to go to dinner and you were to order a salmon fillet, which would be a very smart choice, moms, that would be 37 grams of protein right there. That's a lot of protein. Same thing with like eating chicken. So you have a piece of fish, a piece of chicken, you're getting a lot of protein. You have a cup of yogurt that contains 11 grams of protein. You have a cup of soy milk that you drink. That's 7 grams of protein. So again, you're only looking, let's say, for 60 grams of protein. So you're most likely going to get this in your normal diet if you're eating healthy things like yogurt, like what I just mentioned, chicken, salmon, soy milk, cottage cheese, etc. Now, that's not to say you can't enjoy a protein bar or have a protein shake. That's fine, or use protein powder. Just keep in mind that you don't need more than 60 grams a day. So you don't have to load up, oh, let's have, you know, 3 bars of 30 grams each because I worked out a lot. You don't need that much. If you consume too much protein, you tend to strain your kidneys and your liver. So protein, and you'll still need healthy carbs and fat. All of those things are necessary for muscle growth. All right. And the last myth, myth number 3, the more repetitions, the better. I mean, come on, let me do 50 in a row so I can really feel like I'm doing something. Well, the truth is you actually want to keep the number of repetitions down to more like 8 to 12 in a row. Let's say you're doing bicep curls. So by the time you get to your 10th bicep curl, you should be really fatigued. Your muscles should be very tired. It should be very difficult for you to get that 11th one up and that 12th one up, because if it's really easy for you, you're just like pumping it back and forth, you could do 50 in a row, then you're using weights that are too light for you. The strain is necessary to build up your muscles. So if you just do endless repetitions with light weights and you just feel so good because you're weight training, you might as well spend your time doing cardio because you're not really building a whole lot of muscle. So you might as well be sweating it out. So when you are using weights, make sure that by, you know, the 8th rep, you're feeling the strain, you're feeling the burn, you're feeling tired. And if that's not the case, then go to the next level. So if you're using a 3-pound dumbbell, try the 5. If you're using the 5, go to the 10. If you're using a 10, go to the 15, etc. When you exercise with weights, you build muscle and you maximize your time. And that is what we are all about, moms, is if you are going to spend 15 minutes exercising, you want to make it count. So what I suggest, if you're going to do squats, let's say, which is a very effective fast exercise, because look at your body. Where are the big muscles? They are in your legs. So if you can get those legs muscly, they're going to eat a lot of fat for you versus your arms. You know, look at your forearm, it's very small compared to like your thigh. So you want to do squats. So when you're doing squats, grab some weights. Put a 10-pound dumbbell in each of your hands. Hold that at shoulder height and use those when you do your squats. And all of a sudden you're using the same amount of time, but you're being twice as effective because you're using weights and it's harder and your body is having to strain more and you're building more muscle. Incorporating strength training a few times a week will help you to get to your goal weight. And isn't that what this is all about? Keep that goal weight in sight. Do you have the number of what you are going for? Do you have a date of when you want to accomplish that? Lifting weights will help you get there. After my pregnancies, I have always used like the Firm videos because they combine the cardio and the weights. And lifting weights has helped me to lose 40 pounds in 6 months after baby. And I mostly use the 5-pound, the 10-pound, and the 15-pound weights. And you can buy these at Walmart, at Target. You can look online, maybe on Craigslist, or buy them at a garage sale. So I would highly recommend that you get yourself some free weights, because that way, when you're at home and baby's doing something next to you, you can just pick up those weights and start exercising. You don't have to drive anywhere to go do it. And believe me, it is very effective. So today's action step: will you use weights at the gym or at home? So you pick. If you're going to go out and work out and you're going to use machines, that's fantastic. If you don't have that, but you have free weights at home, that's great too. If you're going to do it from home, but you don't have any free weights, then I would really recommend that this is a fantastic investment for your family to have free weights at your house so that you can be working out at home. So buy those weights if you don't have them yet. By the time we get together next week for our next podcast, I want you to have some dumbbells in your house. Well, before we go, I want to tell you something my family has just started doing 2 weeks ago, and we have had so much fun doing this. So I would really recommend that your family does this. We have once a week family exercise time, and we have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. So about 45 minutes is what we do. So one time a week, we usually do it Saturday mornings. So we say, okay, you guys, it's exercise time. And we pump up the music and we have an exercise ball and we have all these dumbbells. And my husband and myself, we do our workout. Our three-year-old jumps up and down and rolls around on the ball. Our one-year-old rocks back and forth to the music. She loves it. And it is so much fun. So you're having fun. You're working out. You're doing something together with your family instead of something separate from your family. It's absolutely free. It costs nothing. And you're setting a great example for your kids that when they grow up, they always remember that, hey, my family exercises. And guess what? If they see that, what's going to happen to them? Your kids will become adults that exercise too. So I really encourage you, try, if you're having a hard time incorporating exercise in your life, try a once a week family exercise time and make it really exciting for your kids. You will actually, like, you'll feel great after doing it and you're building a great habit. Well, one of the hardest things about losing weight is not giving up. It is so easy to feel hopeless and say, when am I ever going to get there to my goal weight? So next week, we are going to talk about beating the weight loss blues. And I'm going to give you some pointers of how you can press through your quitting points. So check out my website, losingweightafterbaby.com, for free articles that will continue to motivate you and help you get to your goal weight. Until next week, be an example to your kids, overcome your complacency about fitness, and be relentless about pursuing your dreams.
This is a production of Losing Weight After Baby. You can do it, Mom.